Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is April Fool's Day. Have you pranked anybody today? I have not pranked anybody today. They don't even know the origin of April Fool's Day, but people seem to enjoy it. My mentor, Derry Brownfield, said his grandmother loved to prank people. And he said she would always get somebody, and usually him. And then he got his grandmother one time, and I can't remember what he did, but they like to prank. So, 1st of April, some do say it's set apart for All Fools' Day. But why the people call it so, nor I nor they themselves do know. But on this day are people sent on purpose for pure merriment. And that's from Poor Robin's Almanac, and it says here, I like April. Do you like the month of April? I do. I like her skies of ocean blue, and we do have a beautiful sky today. I like her breezes so full of play. I like each sunny April day. Her rainbows, too, I like a lot. And her weather, for it isn't too hot. But one thing perhaps I shouldn't say, I do not like April Fool's Day. Once some pepper candy I ate. Once I tripped beside our gate on a rope I did not know was there. And of other tricks, I've had my share. I pulled a string and got a shower. Found a mousetrap when I picked a flower. You see, I have two dreadful brothers, and then there are a number of others. They love to tease me quite a bit until I nearly have a fit. Do you like the month of April? I do. I like her skies of ocean blue. But one thing perhaps I shouldn't say, I do not like April Fool's Day. Do you like April Fool's Day? Well, happy April Fool's Day. I hope you play a prank on somebody. Keep it clean. Keep it clean. Not dangerous. Just something funny. While it isn't a joke, we certainly have been the fools. And it has been a costly lesson. If the lesson was learned, which I at this point seriously doubt. The special counsel is what I'm referring to, the coup against this president. Well, the special counsel, just to investigate our president, has cost the American people, just in dollars, about $3 million. That's just the special counsel. As if that isn't bad enough, there are those now who want to continue their attacks on the president. They want to investigate the investigators, I guess. Go after his tax returns. I want to see theirs. If they push this issue, I want to see theirs. We may have to come up with another cease and desist letter. They want to go after his children. And they want to go after at least 81 of his associates. Don't you think it's time to stop? I do. But they can't stop. Why? It isn't just to take a president down. It isn't just about their power. It's about them being caught with their hands in the cookie jar, so to speak. I completely believe that Congress, with the exception of a very few, and I think we'll be surprised if we ever find out who they are. They have been aware of this mess all along. The Dems led the way. There's no doubt about it. They're taking credit. But to believe no Republicans were involved or had any knowledge of what was happening would be foolish, to say the least. I'm going to share with you today a timeline. I've been holding it for, I've gotten it several times through email, but I think the first one was the very first part of March, maybe sooner. But when I do share this with you later on today, I want you to listen to the names, to the years, to the dates. Now, you've heard me say in the past that D.C. is like shuffling a deck of cards. You keep coming up with the same faces and the same names. They may have a different title, maybe in a different place, but it's always the same people. It's always one of those lawyers. The Democrat Party didn't just go rogue. Everybody thinks, oh my gosh, they've just gone socialistic and it just happened. It didn't just happen. But they've just been exposed to be the true socialists and the haters of we the people. They are the haters of life. And it's not just the Democrats. If you look at how they have been legislating, Congress, I'm talking about, and some presidents, you will see the programs, the social programs, and the talk about taxing you more. You don't hear them talk about cutting the taxes too much anymore, not even the Republicans. The haters of life, they destroy whoever doesn't go along with their ideals, and they're okay with killing babies. The haters of liberty, they don't believe you should be free, but you should be controlled, taxed, and programmed. Haters of happiness, of property, of prosperity, they believe that the government should own everything. Listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when she talks. And you, my friend, and me, if this should happen, as if it already hasn't in some respects, will be the serfs on the land. They will choose what job you do for them, for the government. But was it Patrick Michael said, Dr. Michael said last week or 2 weeks ago that, you know, you can only be so happy dusting off so many solar panels. You will have very little compensation. There will be no wealthy except for those in power. So, have you sent those cease and desist letters just yet? I want to share with you, before we go to the break, this little, I don't know if you'd call it a poem. It's not really a poem. It's a letter to my boss. A letter to my boss. I have enjoyed working here these past several years. You have paid me very well and given me benefits beyond belief. Have 3 to 4 months off per year and a pension plan that will pay my salary till the day I die, and then pay my estate 1 year salary death bonuses, and then continue to pay my spouse my salary with increases until he or she dies, and a health plan that most people can only dream of having. Despite this, I plan to take the next 12 to 18 months to find a new position. And during this time, I will show up for work when it is convenient for me. And in addition, I fully expect to draw my full salary and all the other perks associated with my current job. Oh, yes. If my search for this new job proves fruitless, I will be coming back with no loss in pay or status. Before you say anything, remember, you have no choice in this matter. I can and I will do this. Sincerely, every senator or congressman running for president in 2020. Have you sent the cease and desist letters yet? It isn't a joke, but the American people have sure been the fools when it comes to those people we employ. Called Congress. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you could keep it on task, the number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. When we come back, we're going to do a timeline of the things that have taken place, and I want you to listen to the names and the dates and the years, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, it is April Fool's Day, and what I'm sharing with you is not a joke, but the American people have been the fools. We truly have been pranked. And it's an expensive prank at the cost of dollars and the cost of liberty and freedom. And I watched, and I've been in the habit of this, Mark Levin on Sunday nights. And I watched it twice last night. And he had Sarah Carter and John. I meant to look up his last name. Poor John. These are the investigators. And they have been going at this, trying to uncover, as they call it, peel the onion back. And as you listen to them talk, and their concerns about journalism, they are true journalists, investigators. They will go after it on both sides. They said, if you don't go to both sides, then you're not a true journalist. But as they've been peeling this onion off and revealing what's underneath, it's scary, my friends. Now, Trump wants to investigate how fraudulent the Mueller probe was when it started out. The reasons for it were fraudulent. Now, I listened to them twice last night because I wanted to hear exactly what Sarah had said. These FISA court judges are apparently secret judges. Now, they ought to be able to find out who they are Now, if you're listening and you've got a little better understanding of that than I do, then go ahead and call me. But I'm going to read a timeline here that isn't from them. I have been watching this. Like I said, I've received it several times in email. And I've tried to look up some of the things. I'm not an investigator or a journalist, so I'm going to put my disclaimer up right away. However, I have seen this before, and even in the one that I did trust that came from, and it was a timeline, if you remember, from Tom DeWeese. Many of you have sent in for that one, and I think I've saved it somewhere. This one was actually, they were calling it Connecting the Dots. It's the Democrat Construction to Treason and Conspiracy is what they've titled it. So let's just get started, because it's going to take a little while. It says, follow the trail. Go slowly and patiently. And here's what it looks like when all the pieces are sewn together, it says. It smells like conspiracy and treason. From 2001 to 2005, there was an ongoing investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Now, we know that that was sort of kind of true. We heard that before. A grand jury had been impaneled. Governments from around the world had donated to the charity. Yet, from 2001 to 2003, none of those donations to the Clinton Foundation were declared. Guess who took over the investigation in 2002? None other than James Comey. That's interesting, isn't it? Guess who was transferred into the Internal Revenue Service to run the tax exemption branch of the IRS? Well, none other than our friend Lois, be on the lookout, it says, Lerner. Isn't that interesting? Now, I said, listen to the names. Well, it gets better. Well, I don't know if you could really call it better. Guess who ran the tax division inside the Department of Justice from 2001 to 2005? None other than Assistant Attorney General of the United States, Rod Rosenstein. Well, he's no longer a true assistant to the... So this was written a while back. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Guess who was the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation during this time frame? I know it's a miracle. It's just a coincidence. You know, just pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It was Robert Mueller. What do all four casting characters have in common? They all were briefed and or were frontline investigators into the Clinton Foundation investigation. Now, that's not just a coincidence, right? Couldn't be, really. He says, well, let's fast forward to 2009. James Comey leaves the Justice Department to go in and cash in at Lockheed Martin. Now, I've read this before. Hillary Clinton is running the State Department on her own personal email server, by the way. Remember that. The Uranium One issue comes to the attention of Hillary. Now, that's something we have not heard in any of this Mueller report. Of course, we haven't seen the actual report. But we haven't heard anybody in mainstream media talk about Uranium One. And it is extremely important. And I think it's only one instance when people who are elected or appointed to an office of high importance here in the United States of America have taken advantage for their own wealth. So the Uranium One issue comes to the attention of Hillary Clinton. Like all good public servants now, looking out for America's best interests, she decides to support the decision and approves the sale of 20% of the United States uranium to none other than Russia. Now, you would think that this is a fairly straight up deal, except that it wasn't. The people, the United States, got absolutely nothing out of it. However, prior to the sale's approval, other than Bill Clinton, goes to Moscow, gets paid $500,000 for 1 hour speech. By the way, I don't charge that much. Then meets with Vladimir Putin at his home for a few hours. No big deal, right? It's kind of like meeting somebody on a tarmac. It's no big deal. They probably just talk about grandkids. Well, not so fast. The FBI had a mole inside the money laundering and bribery scheme. Now, you haven't heard much about that. Not much. I've heard it a little bit. The man became very ill and wanted to let Congress know what happened. Now, that's coming from me, not this report I'm reading. Well, guess who was the FBI director during this time? Yep, it was Robert Mueller. He even delivered a uranium sample to Moscow in 2009. Guess who was handling that case within the Justice Department out of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Maryland? None other than Rod Rosenstein. Guess what happened to the informant, the mole? The Department of Justice placed a gag order on him and threatened to lock him up if he spoke about it. How does 20% of the most strategic asset of the United States of America end up in Russian hands when the FBI has an informant, a mole, providing inside information to the FBI on the criminal enterprise? Guess what happened soon after the sale was approved? $145 million in donations. $145 million in donations made their way into the Clinton Foundation from entities directly connected to the Uranium One deal. Guess who was still at the Internal Revenue Service working the charitable division? Yeah, none other than Lois Lerner. Okay. That's all just another series of coincidences, right? There's nothing here. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Fast forward to 2015. Due to a series of tragic events in Benghazi and after the 9 investigations, the House, Senate, and State Department, Trey Gowdy, who was running the 10th investigation as chairman of the Select Committee on Benghazi, discovers that Hillary Clinton ran the State Department on an unclassified, unauthorized, and outlaw personal email server. She ran this investigation, or this unclassified, unauthorized information through a personal server. Trey Gowdy also discovered that none of those emails had been turned over when she departed her public service as Secretary of State, which was required by law. And he also discovered that there was top secret information contained within her personal archived emails. And let's not forget, at least 10 CIA spies in China were killed by the Chinese because of the leaks. God knows what else has occurred. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is a timeline. It's not a joke, but we've been...
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And all those affiliate advertisers that we have, you have to use the same promo code. We tried to keep it real simple. Beth Ann. Now, all you got to do is use that, and the show will receive, I think it's 10% on some, 15% on others, and a little more than that on some others. But we don't receive it unless you use the product. And I encourage you to do that with all of those. Go to my website, csetalkradio.com, click on Made in America, and look at those that we have there. We're hoping that we will soon add more to that list. McCall's candles, excellent candles, made here in the USA, actually made in state of California, and they've got their one of their warehouses right here in Missouri, just a little ways up the road, a little west up the road. Great candles. Going back to this timeline, sparing you the State Department's cover-up, you know, because they didn't want you to be bothered with that, the nostrums that floated. They delay tactics. They have delay tactics. Now, you've seen that were employed and the outright lies that were spewed forth from the necks of the Kerry State Department. And we shall leave it with this. They did everything humanly possible to cover for Hillary. Now, why would they do that? Why would they cover this up? Well, I can only think of one reason. there was more than one person profiting from the Uranium One deal that Hillary worked. It goes, now this is amazing. Guess who became the FBI director in 2013? Guess who secured 17 no-bid contracts for his employer, Lockheed Martin, with the State Department and was rewarded with $6 million thank you present when he departed the employer? It was James Comey. Amazing how all those new bids just went right through at the state, right? Now he is, he's not now, but at this, in this timeline, now he is the FBI director in charge of the Clinton email investigation. After, of course, his FBI investigates the Lois Lerner matter at the Internal Revenue Service and exonerates her. Remember, Lois Lerner was in a little bit of trouble. Nope. Couldn't find any crimes here. Nothing happened. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Can you guess what happened next? In April of 2016, James Comey drafts an exoneration letter of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Meanwhile, the DOJ is handing out immunity deals like candy. They didn't even convene a grand jury. Nope, nothing happened. Like a lightning bolt of statistical impossibility, like a miracle from God himself, like the true gangsta Comey is, James steps out into the cameras of an awaiting press conference on July the 5th of 2016, and he exonerates the Hillary from any wrongdoing. Can you see a pattern here? It goes on and on. Rosenstein becomes Assistant Attorney General. Comey gets fired based upon a letter by Rosenstein. Comey leaks government information to the press. Mueller is assigned to the Russian investigation sham by Rosenstein to provide cover for decades of malpractice, misdeeds within the FBI and the DOJ. And the story continues. FISA abuse, political espionage, pick a crime, any crime. Chances are this group and a few others did it. All the same players, all compromised and conflicted, all working fervently not to go to jail themselves, all connected in one way or another to the Clintons. You know, that can be unhealthy. They are like battery acid, he says in this. They corrode and corrupt everything they touch. He's talking about the Clintons. How many lives have these two destroyed? Stop and think about the history of Bill and Hillary Clinton. As of this writing, the Clinton Foundation, in its 20-plus years of operation, of being the largest international charity fund, or charity fraud, in the history of mankind, has never been audited by the Internal Revenue Service. Isn't that amazing? Let us not forget that Comey's brother works for DLA Piper, the law firm that does the Clinton Foundation taxes. And see the person that is in common denominator to all the crimes above and still doing her evil escape, legal maneuvers at the top of the three-letter USA agencies, yep, that would be Hillary Rodham Clinton. Who is Lisa Barsoomian? Now, I haven't heard that name. Have you heard that name? I did in this. And so I looked her up. Let's learn a little about Mrs. Lisa H. Barsoomian's background. Lisa Barsoomian is a U.S. attorney that graduated from Georgetown Law, is a protege of James Comey and Robert Mueller. Sir Barsoomian, that sounds like a movie name, with her boss, Craig Lawrence, represented Bill Clinton in 1998. Lawrence also represented Robert Mueller 3 times, James Comey 5 times, Barack Obama 45 times, Kathleen Sylvester, so silly, Sylvester, 56 times, Bill Clinton 40 times, and Hillary Clinton 17 times. Between 1998 and 2017, Barsoomian herself represented the FBI at least 5 times. You may be saying to yourself, okay, who cares? Who cares about the work of history or the history of Barsoomian? This woman, who is she? Who cares? Apparently someone does. Because someone out there cares so much that they've purged all Barsoomian court documents. They got rid of them for her Clinton representation in Hansberg versus Clinton in 1998 and in its appeal 1999 from the district attorney, from the D.C. District of Court of Appeals docket. Someone out there cares much that the Internet has been purged of all information pertaining to Barsoomian. Historically, this indicates that the individual is protected by the CIA. Lisa Barsoomian has specialized in opposing Freedom of Information Act requests on behalf of the intelligence community. And although Barsoomian has been involved in hundreds of cases representing the D.C. Office of the U.S. Attorney, her email address is Lisa Barsoomian at NIH government. The NIH stands for National Institute of Health. Whose health is she protected? That is the tactic routinely used by the CIA to protect an operative by using another government organization to shield their activities. It's a cover. It's a big deal, right? I mean, what does one more attorney with ties to the U.S. intelligence community really matter at this point? Would it be Hillary to say, what difference does it make? It deals with Trump and his recent tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum imports, the border wall, DACA, everything coming out of California, the Uniparty, the unrelenting opposition of President Trump, the Clapper leaks, the Comey leaks, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions recusal and subsequent 14 months, I still want to know why he did that, month nap with occasional forays into the marijuana legalization mix, and last but not least, Mueller's never-ending investigation, it did end, into collusion between the Trump team and the Russians. Why does Barsoomian, the CIA operative, merit any mention? Because she is Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's wife. Shuffle the deck of cards, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 18 1910 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are on the final segment of this April Fool's Day show. We're going to go to Rachel in Arkansas. Rachel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Bethann. I received a copy of something you had recently written, and I do believe you are in the right to tell these people to sit down and calm down, because Trump has to do what Trump has to do. Mm. And quite frankly, I believe that the people that turned around and orchestrated this disaster of an investigation, if you want to call it that, quite frankly, I think they deserve punishment, not investigation.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. We got to make it sure we can prove it, though. And I have a feeling, Rachel, there's a lot more involved, more people involved than we can ever imagine. I believe that John McCain was involved, and I believe there's some other Republicans that were involved that have been these never-Trumpers, and there may be even more that will surprise us that were involved. And it's serious stuff, whether you like Trump or don't like Trump or don't like his policies or do, that really doesn't matter. The fact that they were taking the hands with into their own matters with the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ and trying to overthrow the decision the people made in an election, that is serious stuff. Did you send your cease and desist letters out? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I will be... next week, I'm out of stamps.
I feel your pain.
Yeah. I'm out of stamps. I think, I honestly think there has to be repercussions, because we can't have a Nixon. We can't have a Trump. We can't have this happen again. This happens again. I mean, this happens again, and the entire concept of voting for representation, period, goes completely out the window.
I'm kind of confused. You said we can't have a Trump, but Trump didn't do this.
No, I understand that.
Oh, okay, okay.
We can't have another president go through this.
I agree 100%.
Okay.
You know what?
We have to put our foot down.
What Sarah Carter was saying last night, she said he has been the victim, and she said they came at him from every direction, and he wasn't even allowed to verbally or in any other way defend himself without them screaming obstruction. And it's just, he has truly had his hands tied as president of the United States. They have tried to keep him, keep his hands tied. They still haven't given him all of his appointees yet. They're too busy doing all this other stuff. And it is a shame, Rachel. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
I appreciate that. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't let anybody fool you today, okay?
Oh, heck no. Eyes are open. Trust me.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. I'm glad.
Thanks, I think.
There's a lot of Americans with their eyes open right now. Well, I wanted to also mention that I have an article here, and I'm sure you've seen it. They've been talking about it. President Donald Trump is already looking at who he will pick for his next Supreme Court nominee decision. And he's looking at she's Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Now, she's already gone through the gamut. I mean, they laid into this woman because she's a pro-lifer. She is against abortion, adamantly against abortion. That's her faith. That's the way she feels. And they've already gone after her because she was appointed as a federal judge here. So he has her in mind to replace Ginsburg if she doesn't make it. She's not going to retire as long as Trump is president. But I got a feeling he's going to be reelected in 2020 unless something disastrous happens. And his approval rating is going up, and it's really going up since the Mueller report came out. And I believe, unfortunately, we're going to see more ugly. And that's why I encourage you to send these cease and desist letters. In fact, I'm going to broaden the spectrum, and I'm going to send them to those that are on this council that are supposed to be investigated, that Schiff is the head of. And he is an evil, evil man. And they're just not going to let go. So I think that committee needs to have the cease and desist letters as well. You know, like I said, it's not a joke. But the American people have been fools for a very long time when it comes to Congress. Presidents come and presidents go, and we have good ones and we have bad ones. But who makes the laws? Who made the laws for immigration that will not allow them to be implemented? Congress. Go look it up. We have it somewhere here. It would take up a whole show, or maybe a week of a show. How long has each one of these people been there? How long has Senator Grassley been senator? How long has Representative Pelosi been representative? How long have they been in their positions? Mitch McConnell, Schumer? How long? Feinstein, that Johnson guy that thinks Guam's going to tip over. How long have they been president? I mean, how long have they been in their elected positions? How long do they wail and carry on about this and about that when they're the ones responsible? And we keep electing them. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is pushing socialism. She is full speed ahead on that engine. Put the pedal to the metal? Is that what the saying is? But that's the way they all are. Even many of the Republicans. Programs, programs, programs. Alphabetical departments. to control and manipulate and regulate the American people because we don't know any better ourselves. Cease and desist, Congress. It's time we put them on, what do they call it when you're put on probation? Call them out. Take charge, America. Take charge. Don't be fooled any longer. Let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.